From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. August 16th, 10 in health. The one that made me reread the abstract is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from motherhood until yesterday. Do the tradwives deserve this much hate? You either love the tradwives or you love to hate the tradwives, and this is the secret of their success. Every woman has an opinion, even the ones who have never heard of Ballerina Farm or Nara Smith, if you give them the overview, will be all too happy to share their views. It's juicy gossip at scale. Next, second, from the examined family. Sunday 5. Please read my friend S. powerful personal essay plus comprehensive research on PANS, an illness that far too many kids are suffering with because of adult bullshit. Did you get a chance to read my Nation piece on work around elder care yet? It's a solution story that will put some spring in your step during this otherwise bleak news cycle. Up next, third, from Nicole/begin-at-home, the take-home folder vol 129. This week I found myself questioning all of my life decisions, firmly planted in my ugly era, and with the energy level of a potato. 2 days later, my cycle started. Sue, joys of being a woman? Hold on a few days if you're in a rough spot. Hormones are real. What helps me during these days of the month? Getting out for a walk any pace is fine, it just feels good to move. Focusing on solid sleep, an ice-cold crispy fountain Diet Coke or Diet Dr. Pepper. Have you had a DDP lately? It slaps. And then, fourth, from Zillion Trillion, Sunday Bites hash 51. The sun is shining, kids are back in school, which has been rocky but oh so necessary. My trip to Mexico with the boys was so intense I ended up seeing an integrative doctor, because it was either peptides or Prozac and something had to give. So here I am trying Xanax and Celinc, and I give it's placebo but I do feel better. Or is that just the school drop-off talking? Either way I'm going with it. So stay tuned. Speaking of the doctor, I finally got a full panel and turns out 3 rounds of IVF will really do a number on your hormones. File under things none tells you about IVF. Next, fifth, from Mom Brain. What to wear this week? Getting dressed every day while juggling kids' schedules, deciding what to have for dinner, and 18 loads of laundry is a lot. Comfort is key, and sometimes the right outfit can shift your whole day. We're bringing the Pinterest board to you with comfy and easy outfits that still look chic. Here are 5 simple outfit combos to spark some joy in your closet this week. Whether you're a soccer mom or field hockey mom, fall training has definitely started. Here is a cute weekend outfit idea that feels a little edgy and unexpected, but just as comfortable as athleisure. Up next, 6th, from Healthy Mom Club, our favorite back-to-school lunches. So I was reading about some back-to-school lunch ideas and it seems like a lot of people struggle with deciding what to make for their kids' lunches. This can be a helpful way to get some inspiration and make packing lunches a bit easier. The service also includes monthly family meal plans and other exclusive content. And then, 7th, from Emily Lay, Sunday Scroll hash 154. I'm glad you're easing back into the school routine. There's something comforting about that steady rhythm. If you're looking for ways to actually make the first week fun, Cup of Joe has a fresh list of 7 ideas that feel doable and a little unexpected. Perfect for turning the usual back-to-school sigh into a smile. On the drink side, 4 sommeliers just named their top rosés, and they all share one thing. They're the kind you'd reach for on a warm evening, not the overly sweet crowd pleasers. It's a simple cue if you're hunting for a bottle that feels both light and refined. For a quick mental reset, Queen Anne Lamott's short piece on child's pose is surprisingly soothing. Think of it as a gentle reminder to breathe and let go of the day's little pressures. And if you're stuck in a funk, there's a short read linked in the original that offers a straightforward, no fluff lift. Finally, a few fun finds. Electric Picks is running its annual sale, great for snagging those diamond-like studs and the cloud earrings you love. At Home has cute ghost decor for a low-key Halloween vibe. And HBO Max is teasing a Gilmore Girls documentary that's sure to bring a nostalgic smile. Enjoy the little joys this week. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.